Thank you.
Well, hello there, my lord. Don't get up. You have a serious injury. You shouldn't get up quickly. What kind of a question is this? Of course I am here. Must I always take care of you, my lord? If you get hurt so I give you attention and I take care of you, I can assure you, you don't need to go to this far for it. I already told you before we parted that you will have all my attention. You don't need to get hurt for it. Let me help you sit up, my lord. Now, allow me to remove your shirt, my lord. How many times I saw you without a shirt? I don't think there's a point to count in it, but I think it's the third time. Let me just remove your bandages, my lord. How did I get here? Well, one of your soldiers wrote to find me after you have fallen, my lord. They didn't know if you will make it and thought I should be here even if it breaks rules. Interesting, isn't it? I told you your whispering was suspicious, my lord. I'm sorry. It is a nasty injury, I must say. But for what I heard, your men fought valiantly. Maybe I should choose a suitable suitor from them. Especially the ones who didn't get hurt. You don't need to look at me like that, my lord. I only look at one person. Who? Let me show you when I see him. You know I'm just teasing, my lord. Don't take it seriously. Now, let's see. It's a good thing that I actually brought something with me to ease your pain and help with the healing, too. Although, how deep the auto went, I do think the pain will come back. Probably for the rest of your life. You have been in and out of consciousness for a while now, my lord. Me and one of your soldiers rode without stopping, even changed horses, to keep up the speed. I know. Who knew I can ride a horse, right? You never ask me. I came from a farmer's family, my lord. Before I became a maid for the queen, I used to ride horses all the time. Even if it wasn't something girls should have done. I wanted to do it. And it helped my family. One more person who was able to help out, you know. Yes. That's where my love for the plants began, I guess. And my mother, she was a midwife, like I said before. She taught me a couple of things, so I would be able to follow her footsteps. But fate had a different path for me. And I came to the capital. Exactly, where I became a maid. It was a long time ago, my lord. It's because you never asked. That's why I never told you. But why do you ask so many questions all of a sudden? I see. Well, a near-death experience will change a person for sure. I believe you had an interesting fever dream. Did it involve me? Maybe. I see how it is. You using my tactics against me. How rude. No, it is only rude when you do that. For me, it's necessary. Gives me a more mysterious vibe, doesn't it? But flower and animal. I'm afraid I don't understand. Oh, well, I don't particularly have a favorite one of any of these things, but I do like singing birds. All sort. I love sitting near the flower bed and listen to their songs. It reminds me of home. But flowers, I think roses are my favorite. Their smell is like unlike anything else. Is that answer satisfactory for you, my lord? I see. Is there anything else you would like to know? Or should I keep just some things hidden from you, so you don't get bored of me? You know, with all jokes aside, I want to be honest with you right now. When I saw your man asking me to follow him with such intensity in his voice, and the way he rushed me, not telling me what happened, I really thought we would not make it in time, and I will be too late. I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't feel sad, but you promised you will return to me in one piece, and seeing you on the bed with all that blood, but I really thought I will lose. I know I shouldn't cry. It's not like you are gone, but it seems like I can't stop the tears flowing. How ridiculous of me. The flirty maid who all of a sudden turns into a pile of crying mess. But I'm glad you are alive, my lord. I really am glad. Even though now I can't see anything from the tears, I'm sure you look at me with concerning expression, so please don't. These are kind of happy tears. I'm really glad that you are alive. And I would hug you, but I don't want to cause more pain for you, and I just... I want to stay strong for you, because I think the last person you should see cry right now is me, but these ridiculous tears just wouldn't stop, and I don't want to make you feel sad or anything, but this is just ridiculous, isn't it? Why are these tears won't stop? Fine, I will be quiet now, but well, I'm really glad you are okay, my lord. Well, at least your hand is warm on my face. My hands are freezing cold. Yeah, I must say I am used to warm more than in a camp waiting for you to wake up. I am more of a sitting in front of the fireplace with a blanket kind of girl. Maybe someone by my side. I will be able to watch how the sun goes down. My window actually gives a beautiful view to the garden at sunset. Maybe one day I will show you, my lord. But for that, you should really get better. So, for that, let me dry my tears first. And then, here, it's yours. You will catch a cold if you stay shirtless for a long time. It's not warm outside, and you have just been clean too from all the dried up blood and such. So here, let me help you put this on, my lord. Careful. No, don't move that arm that way. Here. And done. Well then, lie down, my lord. You know exactly what I mean. You know, I wasn't the only one worried about you. You have good men with you, and the fact that one of them rode to fetch me. You have good people surrounding you, and I am very thankful for them, for taking care of someone I care about a lot. So let me just... You will need to keep warm, it's cold outside, and you've lost quite a lot of blood as well. And I will need to take care of this water and your other wounded. Well, of course, now that I am here, might just help out at the infirmary tent, taking care of the wounded. You don't need to thank me, my lord. I am here to help. Like I said, now that I am here, might as well be useful. And we will have to send the messengers to the queen, too. In my hurry, maybe I couldn't tell her where I was going. But I hope she will be understanding of my situation. Now, you just rest, my lord. You need to gain your strength back before we make our way back. I'm sure your men would love to see you lead them back. So rest up, my lord, and I shall see you after you wake up. Here. A kiss on the forehead to make it feel better. Sweet dreams, my love.